It's Wendy Snyder here, and it is Steve Bertrand, and we have a guest in the studio today. Would you like to say hello to Frank Fontana, Steve?
Hello, Frank Fontana.
Hi, Steve.
What's going on?
I got to say, I'm loving, I mean, I love Bill, of course, but I'm loving this different vibe I'm getting with you. And
the Bickersons, you mean?
Yeah, the Bickersons. Steve hasn't, see, where Bill would back down a little bit to you, Steve won't.
Well, like, Bill doesn't back down. Bill goes for the funny.
Right, right. He's that's how he tucks his tail. He kind of just resorts to comedy.
It's a different dynamic working right. with these two gentlemen, yeah. and I love both of them. How about yes. that?
I love both of you, too. I love your happy you and your not happy you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He's what I see. I've known Steve obviously because of the news, and he's done my show, you know, via the news many a times. And he's always just this really cool, like, level guy. You
know, until he's with me,
you bring something out, Steve, that I've never seen before. Is this true, Steve?
No, I don't think it is. I just think you
Frank,
know,
you can.
Well, we just don't know you really.
No, I feel like
getting
I'm on
to
the,
know you, getting to know all about Steve.
I think you have me on the defensive because I'm so afraid of saying something that's going to be taken negatively when I don't really mean it.
How? All right, so the people are the true voice. What do the people say?
They think I'm a bitch. That's
really?
Just it in a nutshell, regardless of who's saying
so whatever
that.
Steve says, you're still the bitch, yeah.
And, you know, you could commiserate with my husband on that. I am a little rough on the exterior, but I have a total marshmallow center.
Sure.
I really don't, I don't want anybody to be mad at me. I want to help
people.
No,
you're incredibly sweet. Absolutely.
Yeah. But that sweetness doesn't usually come out on the air.
Oh, I think it does.
No, not with you, usually.
No. See?
When you talk about certain food, I've heard you get real sweet when it comes to food.
Yeah, I am a food addict.
Yeah.
You know, I'll see an accident going home or something.
And stop and get a cheeseburger?
No! This is so bizarre. We talked earlier about the death of a parent. When my mom died, I said to my husband, oh, my God, I can't believe it. And he goes, I know, it's terrible. And I said, no, she can never have pizza again. And Jim says, does she like pizza? I go, not really, but she can never have it. When I see an accident on the way home, I thought, oh, my God, they're probably rushing home to get dinner and have dinner with their family.
Right.
And they're in an accident, and now they have to go to a hospital and can't eat for 12 hours. What's wrong with me?
Yeah. Or that they do eat, it's Jell-O, which is even worse.
Yeah.
I mean, what's worse, that or sleeping with your crushed velvet jacket? I mean,
oh, yeah, when I get things I like, I sleep with
you
them.
You just sleep with them. There's nothing wrong with that.
And speaking of things I like decorating my house. I
yes.
like switching things up. As simple as moving a picture from one room to another can completely change things.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I think I would be great on one of those shows.
I think you would, too. You would definitely be the voice of reality and truth, I think, when it comes
and
to...
And messiness,
right. You would be a good candidate for one of these shows.
Well, how do you, is that what you want to talk about today?
Yeah, I thought it'd be interesting for us to talk about, you know, the reality of reality renovation television, you know, what it's really like, you know, from somebody like myself who's been on a slew of these shows and is,
and still participates.
Still participates, and I'm, you know, going to have a big announcement here really soon.
Pretty exciting.
And I can't quite say just yet.
Well, how about now? Can you say it now?
I'm not breaking it on this show. I'm breaking it on my show.
And when's
Sundays
your show?
From 1 to 3.
There you go.
No, but yes, there is some really exciting stuff happening in my world, and it has to do with renovation television.
Awesome.
Yeah. So the big question I always get, and I tour the U.S., and I, you know, do book signings and lectures and on the topic of design and you know, affordable design mostly. And people always say, well, Frank, you know, how do I get on these shows? I always see them and I always wondered, you know, like, how did my neighbor get it? So there's a process to this and there's a way you need to act to get on these shows. It's really important you understand this because who doesn't want a team of designers and contractors coming in their house and renovating it for free and most of the time for free, depending on the show. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But it's two things. A, knowing where the shows are shot, which, you know, it's starting to get a little better here. But, Steve, you're a news guy. I just heard this the other day. That did Rahm really pull the entertainment tax back on this?
There was a well, it was Cook County Board President Preckwinkle, I think, was going to expand it. And then she withdrew her expansion plans.
So as of now, there's no tax breaks for production companies to come and shoot here?
No, this was an increase I'm talking about. I'm not sure.
Increase
I don't know. I don't know. That maybe you're talking about something different. I don't know.
Well, I just heard the other day that they might be or have pulled back on the tax break they're giving production companies, which ties into what I'm saying here is that we don't know how many shows are actually shot here anymore. At one time, my show, Design on a Dime from HGTV, was shot here, Designed to Sell. There was a couple other, you know, other network shows that were shot here in the design world. But as of today, right now, I don't know of any, you know, renovation reality shows shot here in Illinois.
And it's so hugely popular.
It was great. I mean, why? I was living in L.A. at the time, and HGTV said to me, hey, I was doing a show called Take Over My Makeover, which was shot in Los Angeles. And they tapped me and said, Frank, do you want to go host one of our biggest shows in the franchise called Design on a Dime at the time and move to Chicago? And I thought, why Chicago? You know, what a difference. And they said to me, well, we want a different backdrop. Everything we're shooting just looks the same. And I thought, that's brilliant. You know, why wouldn't you want to expand the visual? And, you know, most of the consumption of this type of programming actually is in the Midwest.
Yeah, so I like to watch, or I used to like to watch the gardening shows a lot.
Right.
And they always seem to be in Georgia or in the South somewhere.
You know, well, like, well, they garden year-round. That makes a huge difference.
Well, sure, exactly. So they can shoot year-round, but it's not that relevant to me.
And that disappeared from the G in HGTV is gone.
I know.
You know, and there's a lot of complaints I get from people on the road when I talk about it. They're so disappointed in networks like HGTV, and that's why new ones are emerging that are stealing the market from Design TV. Because all they care about right now in HGTV is Property Brothers, Flip or Flop, like three shows, and then they hyper focus on these three shows, and they're mostly real estate shows,
which doesn't relate to me at all.
But people like them. I mean, people love them.
It's cool to watch.
They're wildly popular. House Hunters, number one show, and has been forever.
Why do you think that is?
It's voyeurism. It's going into somebody else's home, seeing how they live,
their private area.
And you know, trust me, I just had my home for sale and we decided ultimately to stay because Wendy lives in the same town, just a couple blocks away. That's why we're staying. But for, opening my home to strangers and stuff, you know, and the person using, who did our real estate used my, you know, credibility and my name on HGTV and WGN. So it was kind of like people knew in a roundabout way, this was kind of a celebrity home. So we were getting tons of showings, but nobody was like really pulling a trigger.
They just wanted to see what you had
going
on.
It's exactly what I'm talking about. It's the voyeur. Yeah, exactly. How
and
did
then
he
just,
do it?
You stare at the phone, right? It's
right.
Like, okay, where's the offer? Where's the offer?
I mean, I noticed a couple panties missing from my drawer.
Stop
it. I mean, it's
a little
weird.
Your panties?
No, my panties. I wear like little tight panties.
Oh, God, really? That's
no,
just
I'm kidding.
Too much information.
I wear boxer briefs.
But most men do.
Yeah. But I don't like the short boxer. I like the little bit longer ones.
And some of them have a seam in the back, considering I buy all the underwear in our house, even for all the boys.
So you're staying in your house.
Yeah. So we're staying. Exactly. but anyway, back to the topic here of how you get on these shows. All right. Number one is let's just take HGTV, for example. If you go to their website and you find the show you love, first you got to find out where it's shot. Right? If it just happens to be shot in your area, you go to the button that says Be on TV, and there's a whole submission form. So you fill out your information. Then they usually request that you send a story or a picture or video of your space. Now, here's where it's really important. If you want to be cast for these shows, number one, you cannot, I repeat, cannot just go on there and go, hi, this is my wife, Wendy. We have a living room that needs a makeover. We don't like it. That's not going to get you cast.
How about this? I have a beautiful Victorian home that I should take pride in. The front room is in gorgeous shape. I hand-painted it. I have it decorated beautifully. The dining room table is a landing spot for everything. I have no organizational skills. We have a Star Wars room, an unfinished basement that needs to be finished, and a bedroom, master bedroom loft that needs to be closed off for privacy. Help me. Would that work?
That is definitely a better shot.
But you said something, because I always think of the homes or the projects as what's being cast.
Yes, you're right.
But a lot of times it's the people, too.
It's the people. The people and then the home second. Because you got
really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know if you're much of an HGTV watcher. A couple years ago, where they do these dream home giveaways.
Yes.
All right. So like 4 years ago, there was a woman who won. And it got so bad that SNL did a skit on how bad this reveal was. I don't know if you remember this.
I don't, but I'm going to go look for it.
You have to. So the poor host, which I knew at the time, I forgot her name, but so you're supposed to walk in and these people are supposed to be over the moon. You just won a home, a $700,000 home with a brand new Ford truck in the driveway, and you better be jumping through your skin happy.
What did they do?
This woman, they couldn't get a reaction out of her for the life of them. The poor host was trying everything to draw any ounce of emotion out of these people, and they were just dead fishes on air.
I would have taken I would have gotten Wile E. Coyote's dynamite, and I would have the TNT, and I would have just blown up the house that was built for him.
Who wouldn't? You know, and so anyway, that from that moment on, all these networks realized it's all about the people. Like, you got to cast funny, interesting people.
Hold that thought. He's Frank Fontana, and your website is frankfontana.net. You should do the Frank Fontana because we learned, you know, that all the real estate agents
are... There might be a realtor named that.
I'm sure there is. Right. And there's a porn star named Frank Fontana, which I found out recently.
Not the same guy?
Not the same guy.
More on that coming up at 720 WGN. It's Wendy Snyder here along with Steve Bertrand. Bill is off this week. He'll be back on Monday. No worries. All's good. We are chatting with Frank Fontana, and we are talking about HGTV and how it kind of changed, and perhaps the world of home improvement. If you want to be on maybe a reality show, how to go about doing it. What else do we need to know?
All right, so we left off with the video and how not to do it. Wendy described a better way to do it. But the simple truth to this is being a big personality, you know, because these shows are driven by the homeowners. The hosts are there just to kind of fill in, and then the designers do the rest, you know. And then so once you get your information filled out, you fill out a form online, then they'll call you. And then next step is probably meet you, or they ask you to send a more in-depth video, which will be more of like the family. Show us the family. Let's meet your husband, that kind of thing. So you just want to make sure everybody's on, you know, but not over the top.
There's a we're ineligible.
Right, right. Yeah. You got to be on, but not too on.
There's a fine line. You know, and then so, all right, in your house has to be messy and need help, but not too bad, right?
Like where the ceiling has holes in it and stuff like that.
Right. And depending on the show, obviously, if it's one of those shows where it's one of those, you know, big time, you know, renos and they want people who have a half a house falling off, and there's shows out there like that, you know, you'd want to make sure you're fit perfectly for the show.
Right? I always thought that a lot of those shows were... A lot of those buildings, the homes, were known to the people on the show before.
Like set friends, kind of thing?
Or no, they're friends of producers, or they're acquaintances, or friend of friend, or, you know, and I don't mean
it's
that.
No, you're.
I don't mean that as a favor or unfair. It's just you got to find material. And this
you're touching on a little bit of a sore subject for that industry, because there was recently a bust out, if you'd call it, with House Hunters. Where you could Google it. It was all over the news that the producers basically were tapping people and putting scenarios together, and it was all pre-produced. So when they see three houses, well, they knew what they were seeing. There's no real reality to this. And here's the thing, folks: it is television. At the end of the day, it's informational, educational, inspirational television, but it's television. So there's scripters, there's writers, there's people pushing scenes behind it all. So, you know, I don't want to burst anybody's bubble, but it is, you know, reality of reality is it's not reality, even the most reality of shows.
Yeah, there's some definitely scripting going on. Although I got to tell you, my family could be way bigger than the Kardashians.
I agree. I think there should be a Schneider
reality show.
Is
that a goal? Yeah, right.
Some implants here, a little bit of butt lift there. I mean, you'd be right there next to Kim.
I'm not doing that. That butt is, you know, you should rehab that butt.
Right.
Oh my God, you could fit a family of 10 in there.
Duct tape fixes everything, Wendy, let me tell you.
Rehab that butt.
Rehab that butt. That's my new show, folks. Right. I just revealed it here on the air.
I knew we'd get it out of them.
All right. Well, you can tune in Sunday mornings, or afternoons, actually, 1 to 3. That wouldn't be morning. Sometimes that's morning for me. Depends how fun Saturday night was.
Good for you if that's morning for you.
And you know, I'm from Take Over My Makeover, Design on a Dime, and you can go to frankfontana.net to find out more. Thank you so much for coming up
here. Thank you, guys. This is so special.
Hey, congratulations. Yeah. Pre-congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. When we make the official announcement, I'll come back. I'd love to come back and talk about it.
Please
listen Sunday to find out.
All right.
He's not doing it this Sunday. He might. You
got to tune in to find out.
Sunday 1 to 3. Thank you so much, Frank.
You got it, guys.
All right. It is Steve Bertrand. It's me, Wendy Snyder. We still have a second part of our show coming up after your Wintrust business lunch. We'll take a break. We'll check some news, and we'll be back here on 720 WGN.